بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. So until now, ولله الحمد, we have completed the first 40 years, or up to the first 40 years of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before prophethood. And we have come to that point whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had decreed that He would show mercy to mankind, and that He would send the seal of all prophets and messengers, and that He would reveal the final revelation. And this was after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has completed 40 years. وَقَدْ بَلَغَ أَشُدَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reached his prime age and strength of mind and also determination, and his body is strong sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah sent to him revelation. And this would be the beginning of the period of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his seerah after prophethood. But before we continue, we take now a short break from that timeline, and we have faslun, a short and brief chapter that's related to this issue. And it is titled من شمائر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهديه فصل, يعني فصل في دراستنا, a short break in a chapter that is small, or a sub-chapter in title. It's related to the topic but not directly. What is the title? من شمائر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهديه. من شمائر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهديه. وهديه من شمائره وهديه صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. Who knows what الشمائل means? Huh? Characteristics. Ahsanti. Allahumma barak. The characteristics. Ash-shama'il is the characteristics of somebody. But the characteristics of an individual, they are two types. The characteristics of an individual, his traits and his characteristics, there are two types. What are they? What are they? Al-Zahira wal-Batina. Outwardly and inwardly. Every individual, he has outward characteristics and traits. And likewise, he has inward characteristics and traits. A student that has a pen should use it to write benefits and not to draw in the notebook. And this is not art class. This is a class for taking notes and benefiting. Barakallahu fikum. Wa waffaqakum Allahu azza wa jal. What does shama'il mean? Characteristics. How many characteristics are there? Two. What are they? Ahsanti. Al-Zahira wa Batina. Al-Zahira wa Batina. Al-Zahira, yani outwardly. The outward characteristics, or al-Shama'il, they're called Al-Khalqiyya. Al-Awsaf, or al-Sifat, Al-Khalqiyya. Bi-Fathi Al-Kha. وسكون اللام الخلقية. This is the outward appearance of an individual, his shape and his the way he looks and his hair and the clothing that they wear, like this. This is the outward appearance. Huh? And the inward appearance, what is that called? Huh? Al-Baltina, inward, but what is that known as? Al-Khuluqiyya. Al-Khuluqiyya. Huh? Bi Bam. Al-Kha'i wal-Lam. Al-Khuluqiyya. So we have sifatun khalqiyyatun wa sifatun khuluqiyyatun. Wa hadhihi hiya shama'il. We have an outward appearance. We have an outward appearance and characteristics and traits. And we have likewise inward characteristics and traits that are in the heart. This is displayed in the conduct and the manners of a person. And this is displayed in the conduct and the manners of a person. Therefore, الشمائل هي أوصاف الإنسان أوصافه وأخلاقه وأدابه. His descriptions and characteristics, يعني أوصافه الخلقية وأوصافه الخلقية. We understand that? This is the شمائل, outward appearance, and likewise the inward appearance. Meaning the outward appearance, how one looks, how Allah created the individual, his characteristics and traits of his face and his hair and his body and his height and his build, his structure, and the likes like this. That's the outward appearance. And likewise, the inward appearance, meaning his manners and his conduct and how he acts and how he conducts himself and behaves and deals with the people. So now we know what Shama'il is. Now we want to have some knowledge about Al-Shama'il Al-Nabawiyya, the prophetic characteristics and traits, outward and inwardly, the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did he look like? How was his hair? Was he tall? Was he short? Was he big? How was he? How did he walk? Whenever he sat down, how did he sit? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of these are from his shama'il. Wahadihi. Al-hadyu is the demeanor of somebody and how they carry themselves. The way that a person carries himself and how he acts and how he moves. Some people they have bad hadi. And they run around and they're moving so fast and they're talking out loud and talking rude and like this, and they're reckless in their actions, and some of them walk haughty. And they walk like they're better than everybody else when they walk. You can see in the way they walk, that person thinks he's better than everybody. Just from the way he's walked like this. Other people, they walk like they're nobody, like everybody hates them. And they walk like they're very weak and anybody can just push him over at any time. And if you touch him, he'll fall over, or he might start crying at any second because of how weak he is. Other people, they walk with honor. They walk with respect. They don't walk fast and hastily, but they don't walk slow and lazily. And they don't lower their heads out of weakness, and they don't raise their noses high in the air out of arrogance. Rather, they walk with honor and respect, and also with humbleness and dignity, like this. Some people, when they sit down and lean back like they're kings, and they eat with their mouths open, and they talk about like this. And other people, whenever they yawn like a lion, and they open their mouth. And they make big loud noises like this. That's like not some good hadi, right? So some people have good hadi and some people have bad hadi. Yani bad, the way they carry themselves, the way they present themselves, the way they act with the people. So we want to learn now about how the Prophet ﷺ carried himself, and about how he acted with the people, and about his manners and his conduct, likewise about his outward appearance. And there are scholars who have written books about this. And this is from the Masadir al-Asliya fi Ma'rifati al-Sira al-Nabawiyya. Sah? This is from those original and fundamental sources about learning about the prophetic biography. So although it's not actually from his biography, his Sira, but it's related to that. And we want to learn this likewise. So we put this fasl and this brief chapter to not go into great, great, great detail and study all of the narrations with regards to that, but to just study a few narrations that will give us a good picture of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How did he look? And how did he carry himself? Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. The ulama, they have written books about al-Shama'il, but there was one of the most famous. Who was the author of that one? The one that was the most, huh? Nah? Ahsanti al-Tirmidhi. Abu Isa. Abu Isa Muhammad ibn Isa. Huh? Ibn Sawra al-Tirmidhi. Huh? And he is the student of a great imam. Al-Tirmidhi is a student of the greatest imam of hadith. Al-Bukhari. Yeah, Al-Bukhari, mashallah. So he has a great shaykh that he learned from, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala. When did he die? Nope, that's Bukhari. Bukhari 256, huh? 279. Ahsanti, Allahumma barak. 279. Al-Tirmidhi, he died in 279, rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. He has one of the most famous books of hadith from Al-Kutub al-Sitta, Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Now, so he has the most famous and well-known and relied upon book of Shama'il. Huh? Now, Al-Shama'il al-Nabawiyya. Al-Shama'il al-Nabawiyya. Now, before we go into this study and this fasl and this brief chapter that we will take, we want to remind ourselves of some things that passed before with the general understanding or the general fawaid and benefits that we are hope to obtain from studying the seerah. But there are also some benefits that we hope to attain from knowing the shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the most important of them are two benefits. From the great benefits of learning about the shama'il, about the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first one is to know what he looked like. And to know how he looked like, to know how his appearance, ma'rifatu tari'atihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'rifatu hay'ati tari'atihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his appearance? What did he look like? How were his facial structures and his body and the likes like this? And the benefit of that is so that we will be able to determine who is truthful whenever they claim that they saw the Prophet in the dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who was lying. Or who really saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and who did not. Because if you don't know what the Prophet looks like, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then somebody's seen a dream, and then they say in their dream that you saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do you know if it was really him? If you don't even know what he looks like. Maybe it was a dream and shaitan came and he's lying. And the shaitan, he does this to lots of people. And people have been deceived. And they said that they saw Prophet Muhammad in a dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they told him to do this. And they told him to make this much tasbih. And they told him to make 1 million tasbih every day. Say that this name of Allah 100 million times a day, in the morning time and in the evening time. Many, like some silly, crazy stuff. And the people say, where do you get this from? Where are you making that tasbih like that from? So I seen the Prophet in a dream. Huh? But they didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They seen the shaitan. But we have to understand, if we know what he looks like, then we'll be able to determine, did we see him, or did that person see him, or did they not see him? Okay? So with regards to this, we discuss a narration that is mutafakun alayhi. Mutafakun alayhi meaning? Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim in Sahihain, in their authentic collections. Now, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani. Whoever sees me in the dream, then verily he saw me. Whoever sees me in a dream, then verily he has saw me. Or verily he has seen me. Somebody laughing at my English grammar. Alhamdulillah, I learned Arabic grammar. I didn't learn English grammar. Man ra'ani من رآني في المنام فقد رآني. Whoever saw me in a dream, then verily he has seen me. Then verily he has seen me. فإن الشيطان لا يتصور أو قال لا يتشبه بي. Because Shaitan, he is not able to imitate me or to resemble me or to come in my true form. We understand that? This hadith, we have to understand it properly. Many ignorant Muslims, they have misunderstood this. And because of this, they have been deceived and been a means to deceive and to mislead others and to misguidance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever saw me in a dream, then verily he has seen me. Then verily he has seen me, because Shaitan cannot come in my image. He cannot imitate me. In this wording, لا يتصوروا بي, أو لا يتشبهوا بي. And another wording that's been mentioned in Al-Musnad, لا يتمثلوا بي. Meaning he cannot imitate me or come in my image precisely. Therefore, understanding this hadith is very important. Because Shaitan, he may come and say he's the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he comes in a different form. For example, many of the people who claim that they saw the Prophet in their dream, you know what they say? If you ask them, well, what did he look like? We say, oh, he didn't have a beard. He didn't have a beard. His face was shaven. Huh? We say, that's not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu. How are you going to... No, he said it's the Prophet. And he said this and he said that. And he told me this and told me that. He said, okay, but he didn't have a beard. So no, he didn't have a beard. So that's not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu. But the Prophet said, whoever sees me in a dream, then verily he's seen me. Yeah, he said that whoever sees me in my real form. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a beard. And this is known from his shama'il. But the reality of the Shama'il, we remember that these are from the books Asliya. They're the fundamental books, the books that have chains, that we're able to determine how he looked, because there are narrations that have been collected with authentic chains back to the people who saw him, back to the people who lived with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu. So whoever saw him, the way that the companions described him, those who lived with him and those who narrated what he looks like, and those who narrated how his manners were and narrated what he did and narrated what he said, those who learned from him directly and those who knew him personally, if he looked like the way they described him, then we say, Allahu Akbar, verily you saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if they did not see him the way that they described him, then he did not see the Prophet. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَسَوُّرُ لِي لَا يَتَسَوُّرُ بِي وَلَا يَتَمَثَّرُ بِي وَلَا يَتَشَبَّهُ بِي. Yani meaning he will not come in the actual form of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other people, you know what they say? They say they saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And they say, well, what did he look like? He said, he only had one hand. He said, what? He only had one hand. He said, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. That's not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan came to you in the dream. The Prophet Muhammad had two hands. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a beard. Somebody else, they say, Prophet Muhammad came to me and he had a suit and tie on. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see how Shaitan plays with the people. But if we know this here, if we learn these narrations and we learn about our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we learn about his shama'il, the shaitan, if he came to us like that, we will know. We won't tell nobody. They'll be like a nightmare. Somebody came to us and claimed to be there, the Prophet Muhammad, and they look different from him. Then we know that shaitan. So what do we do? Huh? We spit on our side three times and be quiet. And say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. And we don't tell nobody. But the point is that shaitan will not be able to deceive us about this. Huh? Because we have knowledge. Because knowledge is light. And knowledge is a weapon and a means of defense for a Muslim. May Allah increase us in knowledge. Everybody with me so far? It's very clear. So, in order to know if somebody really saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, what do they have to know? They have to know about his shama'il. They have to know about his characteristics. Huh? Al-shama'il al-zahira. Naam, they have to know about his build and his structure. Huh? If somebody said they saw the Prophet Muhammad in a dream and he's very short. You didn't see Prophet Muhammad. You don't even know about him. How could you say that? He's very tall, taller than everybody. So, well, you didn't see him either. Huh? A'udhu billah. Wallahi, you didn't see him. Knowledge, it's light for you. knowledge is light for you. Nam. So therefore, if one sees the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream in the manner that he's been described in the authentic hadith that has been narrated to us with chains of narrations authentically from the companions, that they described him like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then truly one has seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, it has been mentioned in Al-Musnad by Al-Imam Ahmed, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And one of the narrators, his name is Kulayb, and he narrated the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. His name is Kulayb. And he, after he narrated this narration, he heard this narration from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he went to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he told Abdullah ibn Abbas this narration. And then likewise, Kulayb saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and he went to Ibn Abbas and he told him the narration of Abi Hurairah, and he told him he saw the Prophet Muhammad in the dream sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told who? Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. What did he say to him? Ibn Abbas, he said to him, Kulayb, he told Ibn Abbas, he said, he's telling him that he saw the dream, he's telling him the narration, and then he mentioned Al-Hasan ibn Ali. Who is that? The son of Ali. So who is that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's his grandson, Al-Hasan ibn Ali. So Kulayb, he mentioned the dream, he mentioned the hadith, and then he started mentioning Al-Hasan ibn Ali. And then he told Ibn Abbas, the person I saw in the dream looked almost just like Al-Hasan ibn Ali. And he was resembled him a lot. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُشْبِهُهُ. That's right. He really used to resemble him a lot. And Al-Hasan ibn Ali, huh? Who is his mother? Who's the mother of Al-Hasan? Hasan. His daughter, Fatima. Fatima bint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his mother. Now, so this is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to resemble the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot. Likewise, in Al-Musnad, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was asked about this hadith as well. And he was asked about someone who saw the Prophet in the dream. And this man, he said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. So Ibn Abbas, what did he say to him? He said, هَلْ تَسْتَطِيعُ أَن تَنْعَتَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي رَأَيْتَهُ فِي النَّوْمِ. He said, are you able to describe for me that person that you saw in the dream? And he started describing the Prophet. So he started describing that man in the dream. And he was like, oh, if you were to describe the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could not add anything else. Meaning Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he didn't just accept that from him. Oh, you saw him in the dream, Allahu Akbar. He said, rather, that man you saw in the dream, can you describe him for me? Describe him for me. And Ibn Abbas, he used to sleep in the house with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime because his collar was Maymuna bint al-Harith. Maymuna, see how the knowledge comes together now? So therefore he knows what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked like. Naam? And he said to him that that's right. That's exactly what he looked like. So therefore, the proper way to understand if one saw the Prophet in the dream truthfully or not, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is by learning about his shama'il, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that are narrated and collected and reported authentically from the companions in the books of hadith that are accepted, that are relied upon. We understand that? We understand that? This is an important point. The second benefit that we learn or that we gain and obtain from studying al-shama'il is that we will learn and we will know about his manners likewise. We will learn about his manners. So we will have knowledge of how he conducted himself and how he acted with the people. And whenever we have knowledge of that, we will be able to strive to be like that. You understand? So we learn about his manners and his conduct so we can try to be like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and strive against our souls to follow him. Naam, and this is just as Allah has mentioned, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So therefore the two benefits of learning this Shama'il that we hope to attain in the next brief class, few classes, first to know what he looked like and to know his appearance, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that if somebody saw him, they know if they saw him. Or if somebody claimed they saw him, they will know if they're truthful in that claim or not. And also just to have more knowledge about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to see how Allah favored him even in his body and even in his structure and the way that he was created, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the second benefit is learning about his manners and his conduct and his character, so that we can have knowledge of that, and then we can strive to apply that knowledge and to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, next week we continue with this topic and this subject, and learning about some of the traits and characteristics of the appearances, or of the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we will have the competition, inshallah, for Hajaza Sahrun Sam'ahu next week as well, on Yawmu Al-Thulatha. Fi Yawm Al-Thulatha bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.